You're listening to SBS News.
Following Ukrainian advancements in Kherson, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has already lost the war. Speaking in Russian, he says Ukraine does not need persuasive lectures to fill in the right side of history.
You have already lost. Lost because even now, on the 224th day of the full-scale war, you are forced to explain to your people the purpose of all this. This war, deceitful mobilization, self-destruction of your nation's every prospect. When people feel they're right on their own land, they know everything on their own. They don't need persuasive lectures on alternative history and daily political information sessions.
Ukrainian authorities have presented fresh evidence accusing Russian forces of committing war crimes. The country's Prosecutor General, Andriy Kostin, says evidence of torture and killings continue to be discovered in areas taken from Russian forces, including cases discovered in the Kharkiv region. He says four bodies were found handcuffed, with possible signs of torture. They're believed to be civilians, but an investigation is still needed for confirmation.
We have found six cars where 24 civilians were killed near Kupiansk. 13 children, one pregnant woman, all of them killed in their cars. They tried to escape.
He says new evidence is being found extensively.
Next finding is the village Novoplatonivka, also in Kharkiv region. They have found two bodies buried, and these bodies are linked. Their hands are linked by handcuffs. Yes, handcuffs. Yeah. So this is what we receive every day. So this is just an example. While we are here talking about mass atrocities, all the time we receive new information. As I mentioned, practically in every town, in every village, we found new evidences of war crimes committed by Russian Federation on the occupied territory of Ukraine.
The governor of Luhansk, Serhiy Hayidey, says the deoccupation of the region from Russian forces has started. Mr. Hayidey posted a video address on his social media channel claiming several settlements in the region have been retaken by Ukraine's army.
It can be officially said that the deoccupation of the Luhansk region has started. Already several settlements have been liberated from the Russian army, from the Russian occupiers. All those soldiers understand that they cannot avoid the counter-offensive. They understand that they are defeated, and therefore the only thing that they try to do now is to mine everything possible. All roads, all buildings.
In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed laws claiming four regions of Ukraine as Russia's territory, while his country's military struggles to control the illegally annexed areas. The Kremlin says military retreats won't affect annexation plans. And Ukraine has formally launched its bid to host the FIFA World Cup in 2030. Ukrainian Football Federation President Andriy Pavelko says hosting the event would give the opportunity to Ukrainians and children today to believe in the progress of Ukraine through football.
I am sure that we will hold the best World Cup because it will be after the victory when the whole world rejoices that we have gone through such a dark story with the aggressor country. And we, as a victorious country, will give the opportunity to our Ukrainians and children today to believe in the progress of our country through football. Through such an event as the World Cup, we will give Ukrainians the message that we will rebuild everything that has been destroyed.
About 200 FIFA member nations will vote on the host in 2024. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.